Back to the Future Part 2 said that by 2015, we'd all be getting around in flying cars.
And well, it was made in the 80s, right?
Right. Well, we were little kids. We woke up Saturday morning cartoons. We watched flying cars.
Yes, we did. And we watched him take Astro for a walk on a suspended rotating sidewalk thing.
Yeah.
You remember that? All the flying cars.
Also known as a treadmill.
Yeah. In space, in the middle of the air. But so the vehicles flying around and the buildings up in the air, because I guess we had ruined everything down below.
Right.
We hadn't gotten there yet, have we?
No, we have not. In fact, it seemed like I love this part. I like the little part where the piano goes. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Here it comes. And I think Rastro is on the treadmill right now.
It's not going to happen. And oddly enough, we actually expected it. We thought it. We grew up. That was going to be the future. Well, the future is here, ladies and gentlemen. And it looks now that 70% of us have given up all hope that that'll ever be in our lifetimes.
Well, if they're going to have to, you know, be powered by water or whatever it is, because we can't use any of the things they're going to take to juice an engine. Like, I don't think we're going to have any flying cars. We might be riding bicycles again pretty soon. So
now I'm picturing Fred Flintstone with his feet.
We're going more that way. We're going more in that direction right now than we ever could be. Unless they figure out how to make propulsion engines fly on water, we might be in trouble. So, and
that's
then, of course,
really
the water supply might be limited, and they'll tell us we can't do that either. So, no flying cars.
And no wonder we've given up hope.
No. We're lucky they still let us putt around in the ones with the combustible engines.